You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production. The Breakfast Show, better than coffee.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you by DHL Express. Your shipments handled with excellence and simplicity. Yes, indeed. Very good morning, boys and girls. What do we say? We say TGIF, don't we? Yes, thank God it is Friday. We're saying goodbye to a number of things today as well. We're saying goodbye to the week. And, of course, we're also saying goodbye to the month of June. It is the 30th of June, and you're listening to The Breakfast Show with me, Jerry D. We're on 89.3, coolest station on your radio dial. Now, who's got a birthday on this day, 30th of June? I tell you what, wouldn't mess with this guy, Mike Tyson. He was born in the year 1966. Of course, an American, retired now, professional boxer. Tyson is a former undisputed heavyweight champion of the world and holds the record as the youngest boxer to win the WBC, WBA and IBF heavyweight titles in 20 years, 4 months and 22 days old. How about that? And Tyson won his first 19 professional bouts by knockout, 12 of them in the first round. What a guy.
Good morning, world. Here comes the sun.
Morning.
Good morning in the morning.
Good morning.
Buenos días en la mañana.
That mission will start in 5 seconds from now. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, hit.
The best place to be in the mornings.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D.
Where do you go, my lovely?
Where do you go?
Yes, Where Do You Go? 7 minutes, by the way, after the hour of seven. Where Do You Go? A song by Peter Bischoff and Frank Farian. And first recorded, that was in 1995 in Germany, by the way, by the German Eurodance band La Bouche, as an only album track for their debut album, Sweet Dreams, in 1995. Now, the cover version of the song was then recorded by the American-German Europop trio, the one we just played, No Mercy, taken from their debut album, which was called My Promise. That was, a long time ago, 1995. On May 13th of 1996, it was released as their first single, became a worldwide hit for them, entering the top five in Australia, Austria, Belgium, France, Germany, Hungary, Lithuania, Switzerland, United Kingdom, and in the United States.
I want the world to stop, I want the world to save me the morning.
Give me the
There we go. That's Belle and Sebastian, and I want the world to stop. Sometimes I could quite agree with them. They might want the world to stop, but I'll tell you what, well, they're living at the end of the world. They released back in 2015. Their 10th studio album, in fact, if I remember rightly, Cast in Steel was the name of it. I liked it a lot. Completely different, Of course, they come from Norway. They are a Norwegian band. Their album, Cast in Steel, that was, let's say, 4th of September when that was released in 2015 by the We Love Music and Polydor labels. Their first studio album since Foot of the Mountain in 2009. And I don't think they've made another one since. Anyway, it's a nice track. I like it. Living at the End of the World. I'm about a minute and a half late. So let's do this. Yes, we're 16 and a half minutes after the hour of 7 on this morning breakfast show. So it is time to get you in the shower, get you all spruced up. But the weekend, yes, it's here. The weekend is here. So is Tina Charles. There we go, yes, Tina Charles in the shower with you for the weekend this morning. And she was born Tina Hoskins, in actual fact, and English singer who achieved success as a disco artist. So that's it. That was what, in the late 1970s? Her most successful single was the UK number one hit. Guess what that was? I Love to Love. And she also made that one, that's it, Love to Love, and I Love to Dance. Right, time on the breakfast show. If you are keeping an eye on the time, 20 minutes after the hour, 7 o'clock. It is Friday. What does that mean? Plenty of great music during the course of the morning. We'll be checking with Ingrid for our freaky fun facts for this Friday. Yasmin will be looking at what, where and when, what we can be doing, where and when we can be doing it. And we'll take a little rummage around the internet, see if we can find any. I think we need some antidepressants, don't you? We need some good news stories. Let me see if I can find those for you. Right, I tell you what, I don't know about you lot. I'm rather hungry. It must be breakfast time. Do you think so?
It's Morning Radio, the breakfast show with Jerry D on 89.3 Cool FM from the heart of Panama City in English.
Everybody wake up in the morning. Everybody, I know. Everybody. kaçı et, kaçı sausages, kaçı turkey bacon, mushrooms, tomatoes, hash browns, and toast.
It's breakfast time.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D.
With Jerry D.
You never know.
very good. That is walls come tumbling down, and that's from the Style Council.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
Hey, why don't you travel light and send your suitcases with DHL? From 20 to 25 kilos for only $150 plus ITBMS. This is from Panama to any destination, and we reach more than 220 countries and territories. Take advantage of rates only in stores. Visit us and quote for your shipments. And for more information, contact your local office. DHL Express. Excellence and simplicity in your shipments. Conditions apply.
Smoking Bros Barbecue Taste and Flow, and its variety of dishes prepared with flow directly from their lab and mixing bench. Try Smoking Bros Rockstar Burger, the Aguacate Preñal, and our famous Tomahawk, the Arizona 21. You can also enjoy wings, the Yucatan, and the...
Sorry, I'm just eating one while recording.
Smoking Bros Barbecue Taste and Flow. Your mouth will water. Follow us at Smoking Bros Panama. We're located in Tumba Muerto, City Plaza, Dorado.
Have you ever taken your car for maintenance and been told to come back within less than 5,000 kilometers or 3 months? The secret is in using good quality oil and an original filter. At Burley Motors, we guarantee high quality oil and a thorough inspection during every maintenance check. Better than you would get at the dealership. This means a longer lifespan for your car, and you won't have to spend money every 3 months. You can go up to 6,000 kilometers with semi-synthetic oil and up to 10,000 kilometers with full synthetic oil. Give us a call or WhatsApp us on 64310419. Got that? 64310419. Valet Motors. We'll keep you running.
Te invitamos a celebrar la deliciosa gastronomía americana en el sabor USA Independence Day Festival. Este sábado 1 de julio en Canal House de Amador. Tendremos entretenimientos para grandes y chicos en un evento pet friendly. Te esperamos desde las 3 de la tarde hasta las 8 de la noche. Entrada gratis. Habrá música en vivo y muchas sorpresas. Encuentra todos los detalles en la cuenta de Instagram @saborusapa o visita www.saborusa.com. Estamos unidos por los sabores.
And don't forget that event tomorrow, Sabor USA. Go along and join in the celebrations. It's celebrating United States independence. And this is going to be the Sabor USA Independence Day Festival. Admission is free, and you can enjoy an afternoon full of flavor and fun for the whole family and your pets as well. You can take them with you now. As they just said, find the details on Instagram account at Sabor USA PA or visit www.saborusa.com.pa. All right, so pop along to that and have some fun tomorrow afternoon, 5 o'clock till 8 o'clock. I'll be there.
It's Morning Radio, The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3 Cool FM from the heart of Panama City in English.
Right, let us take a look at some of the international news headlines for this morning and also some of the business news. Satellite images of a military base southeast of the Belarus capital, Minsk, appear to show new facilities set up in recent days, suggesting the swift construction of a base for Wagner, the Russian mercenary company behind an abortive mutiny. Russian media have reported that Wagner, whose leader, Yevgeny Prigozhin, arrived in Belarus on Tuesday, could set up a new base at a vacant military facility near the town of Asipovichi, about 90 kilometers from Minsk. France's government said it would examine all options for restoring order on Friday after nationwide unrest escalated overnight into the most destructive rioting since police shot and killed a teenager at a traffic stop. Hundreds of police were injured and hundreds of people arrested, authorities have said, as rioters clashed with officers in towns and cities across France, with buildings and vehicles being torched and stores looted. Interior Minister Gerald Darmanin, who had increased police deployments for hold to 40,000 officers on Thursday night in a bid to quell a third night of unrest, said on Twitter that police made 667 arrests. Russia is gradually reducing the number of personnel at the occupied Zaporizhzhia nuclear power station in southern Ukraine, Ukraine's military intelligence agency said on Friday. It did not say why some people had left, and Reuters could not independently verify the information. Russia, which has occupied the plant since March of 2022, did not immediately comment on the assertion. Kyiv accused Russia this month of planning a terrorist attack at the nuclear plant involving the release of radiation. Moscow has, however, denied the accusation. A Chinese spy balloon that flew over the United States earlier this year before being shot down did not collect information as it went across the country, the Pentagon said on Thursday. We assessed that it did not collect while it was flying over the United States, Pentagon spokesperson Brigadier General Pat Ryder told reporters. The balloon spent a week flying over the United States and Canada before the U.S. military shot it down off the Atlantic coast on President Biden's orders. The target of keeping long-term global warming within 1.5 degrees Celsius, that's 2.7 Fahrenheit, is moving out of reach, climate experts say, with nations failing to set more ambitious goals despite months of record-breaking heat on land and sea. As envoys gathered in Bonn in early June to prepare for this year's annual climate talks in November, average global surface air temperatures were more than 1.5 degrees Celsius above pre-industrial levels for several days, the EU-funded Copernicus Climate Change Service has said. British International Environment Minister Zach Goldsmith resigned on Friday, saying that Britain had lost its claim to a global leadership role on climate, and Prime Minister Rishi Sunak was uninterested in environmental issues. Goldsmith is seen as an ally of former Prime Minister Boris Johnson, placing him on the opposite side to Sunak of a deep divide in the ruling Conservative Party. The number of Americans travelling by air for the 4th of July holiday is expected to surpass pre-COVID levels for the first time in 4 years, but recent flight disruptions raise fresh questions about airlines' readiness to handle the summer travel rush. In anticipation of a busy summer, U.S. airlines have taken measures like trimming schedules and beefing up staffing to prevent large-scale flight disruptions, though this is through inclement weather in some regions, presenting a risk to travelers during the period. The United States and the Netherlands are set to deliver a 1-2 punch to China's chipmakers this summer by further restricting sales of chipmaking equipment, part of the country's ongoing effort to prevent their technology from being used to strengthen China's military. While the Dutch are planning to curb certain equipment from national champion ASML and other companies, the United States is expected to go one step further and use its long reach to withhold even more Dutch equipment from specific Chinese fabricators. China's factory activity declined for a third straight month in June, and weakness in other sectors deepened, official surveys showed on Friday, adding pressure for authorities to do more to shore up growth as demand falters at home and abroad. Consumers, food companies, retailers and restaurants need to decide whether to fight back or find alternatives to one of the world's most common artificial sweeteners as a leading global health body prepares to declare it a possible carcinogen. On Thursday, Reuters reported that aspartame used in products from Coca-Cola diet sodas to Mars extra chewing gums will be listed in July as possibly carcinogenic to humans, for the first time by the International Agency for Research on Cancer, the World Health Organization cancer research arm. The IARC, as it's known, ruling does not take into account, though, how much of the product a person can safely consume. Right, European shares, they rose on Friday. This is as lackluster data on Chinese factory activity spurred hopes of more policy stimulus, while investors awaited key inflation readings for more clues on the direction of global interest rates. The pan-European Stoxx 600 index was up 0.7% by 8:25 GMT today. A raft of solid US data, including on the labor market, has added to bets that the Fed will need to do more to tame inflation. The general message from the central bankers is that the fight against inflation is not over, said Hubert de Baroches, a market economist at Capital Economics. Oil prices, they rose above $75 a barrel on Friday, but were on course for a fourth consecutive quarter of losses amid concerns over sluggish global economic activity and fuel demand. Benchmark Brent crude futures for a September delivery rose 78 cents, or one point zero five percent, to stand at $75.29 a barrel. That was at 9:12 GMT. The less traded front month contract, which expires on Friday, was up 91 cents at $75.25. U.S. West Texas Intermediate crude, WTI, that rose 65 cents, or 0.9%, to $70.51 a barrel. The contract down 7% on a quarterly basis, its second consecutive quarterly drop. There we go. That's it. Some of the items in the international news and international business for this morning here on The Breakfast Show. Keeping an eye on the time, we're 20 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock.
Bye. The Breakfast Show. It's better than coffee.
Billy Ocean and Love Really Hurts Without You. And the one before that was from Alison Moyet. And Is This Love? Couple of good mornings. Good morning to Ingrid. She dropped me a little line earlier on. She was enjoying Tina Charles doing a little bit of dance in the shower this morning. Also, a very good morning to Mary Lou with us bright and early this morning. And wishing us all a great TGIF. And also, we've got to go over to what normally is Athens in Greece, isn't it? This morning it's not. Because Renee, Rick and the family, the kids, they disappeared off on a 3-hour speed ferry ride from Athens to the beautiful island of Paros. And they've sent me some pictures, which is all rather nice. I tell you what, it's a huge ferry, but it sort of landed. It's come up to the beach. They sort of drive off from the onto the beach. Get off onto the beach, which is amazing. It's a huge ferry. So anyway, look, thank you for those. Enjoyed that, looking at those beautiful pictures of Paros. I think I need another vacation.
It was no crime.
This is Gary Barlow.
About and change your mind. I thought the storm would pass, the cuts would heal, the missing you would never last. Now every hour is filled with me, killing time that once was yours and mine, spinning round again. Somehow the seasons never change. Now from January to December, Tokyo to New York City, I can't forget, only remember watching you leaving me. 100,000 miles an hour, it hit me like a hurricane. Took my soul and all my power. Missed the siren and the warning. Can't forget the day the world stopped turning. The day the world stopped turning. A better man would never fall, only stand and take the blames. Find some focus through the drunken haze. Now every night I fight with this crazy mind. It's telling me to find a different road, turn a corner, start again. But every time I begin, I see January to December, Tokyo to New York City. I can't forget, only remember watching you leaving me 100,000 miles an hour. It hit me like a hurricane, took my soul and all my power. Missed the siren and the warning, can't forget the day the world stopped turning. Oh. Now every day is filled with me killing time that once was yours and mine, spinning round again. Somehow the seasons never change. So from January to December, Tokyo to New York City, I can't forget, only remember watching you leaving me 100,000 miles an hour. It hit me like a hurricane, took my soul and all. The day the world stopped turning.
Well, yes, the day the world stopped turning from Gary Barlow. And, right, let me see. I was just taking a little, taking a rummage here, just sort of bear with me, because I know that lurking somewhere there must be some good news. Oh, here's a site with some good news. Here we go. A scientist continues her 40-year quest to save the northern Muriqui. Over her 40 years of research in the Atlantic forest of Brazil, Karen Stryer has unlocked some of the mysteries of the critically endangered northern Muriqui. Now, they are beautiful animals, Stryer told the Associated Press. They're graceful. They even smell good, like cinnamon. When she began her research, deforestation had nearly wiped out the northern Muriqui, and there were just about 50 of them left in the wild. Stryer learned over time how peaceful these primates were and how much autonomy the females have. She's based at the Feliciano Miguel Abdala Reserve, where the northern Muriqui population has grown almost fivefold to 232. Now, this is one of the world's longest-running primate studies, and the information Stryer picks up is beneficial to conservationists like Fernando Pereira Tabacal. She moved two isolated Muriqui males to an area of the reserve with three females, and soon an infant was born. And Stryer's research facilitated everything, Tabacal told Associated Press. We avoided many mistakes that could have been made. So there's a lot of good people out there. They're not all bad people. No, not all of them. It's difficult, isn't it, really? But no, they're not. There's some great people around. By the way, if you are keeping an eye on the time, we're 6 minutes away from the top of the hour. Take a look at some of the local news at the top of the hour. And a Freaky Fun Facts Friday is in the next hour as well.
Hanging out the bag, all of me go last. what you've been waiting for. 10:30, no later than. Drop them drawers. I know what you are. My man is my man, is your man. Hurt is her man too. My man is your man. Hurt, that's her man. Tuesday and Wednesday, Thursday and Friday, I just keep him satisfied.
There's a song just for the weekend. That's what it's called. It's called The Weekend, and it's by Saar. I don't know how you pronounce that. S-Z-A, Saar. Together with Calvin Harris on that one. That's the Funk Wave remix, just in case you didn't know. Take us up the top of the hour. It's The Beloved. Sweet Harmony. Go, yes, so that was The Beloved and Sweet Harmony. And as I mentioned, that was going to bring us up to the top of the hour.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool. Cool FM.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3. The best place to be in the mornings.
Hey, why don't you travel light and send your suitcases with DHL? From 20 to 25 kilos for only $150 plus ITPMS. This is from Panama to any destination. And we reach more than 220 countries and territories. Take advantage of rates only in stores. Visit us and quote for your shipments. And for more information, contact your local office. DHL Express. Excellence and simplicity in your shipments. Conditions apply.
Te invitamos a celebrar la deliciosa gastronomía americana en el Sabor USA Independence Day Festival. Este sábado 1 de julio en Canal House de Amador. Tendremos entretenimientos para grandes y chicos en un evento pet friendly. Te esperamos desde las 3 de la tarde hasta las 8 de la noche. Entrada gratis. Habrá música en vivo y muchas sorpresas. Encuentra todos los detalles en la cuenta de Instagram @saborusapa o visita www.saborusa.com. Estamos unidos por los sabores.
Have you ever taken your car for maintenance and been told to come back within less than 5,000 kilometers or 3 months? The secret is in using good quality oil and an original filter. At Burley Motors, we guarantee high quality oil and a thorough inspection during every maintenance check, better than you would get at the dealership. This means a longer lifespan for your car, and you won't have to spend money every 3 months. You can go up to 6,000 kilometers with semi-synthetic oil and up to 10,000 kilometers with full synthetic oil. Give us a call or WhatsApp us on 64310419. Got that? 64310419. Valet Motors. We'll keep you running.
Smoking Bros Barbecue Taste and Flow, and its variety of dishes prepared with flow directly from their lab and mixing bench. Try Smoking Bros Rockstar Burger, the Aguacate Premiado, and our famous Tomahawk, the Arizona 21. You can also enjoy wings, the Yucatan, and the
Sorry, I'm just eating one while recording.
Smoking Bros Barbecue Taste and Flow. Your mouth will water. Follow us at Smoking Bros Panama. We're located in Tumba Muerto, City Plaza, Dorado.
It's Morning Radio, The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3 Cool FM. From the heart of Panama City in English.
And it's so great to be with you on this Friday morning. TGI, by the way, if you've just joined us, yes, thank God it's Friday. 17 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock. We'll be checking in with Ingrid fairly soon for our Freaky Fun Facts for this Friday. Then we'll get in the last hour with Yasmin. We'll look at what, where and when, what you can be doing over the next few days, where and when you can be doing it. By the way, don't forget our friends are Smoking Bros. Enjoy their gossip nights. Yes. Can't beat it, really, can you? It says gossip date, it says here. With your friends at Smoking Bros Barbecue Taste and Flow, located in Tumba Muerto City Plaza, and that's in Dorado. Make the most of their two-for-one sangrias and gins as well. Want to follow them? Instagram at Smoking Bros Panama. All one word, Smoking Bros, B-R-O-S, Panama. It's as easy as that.
They take on your peace and money shoes. I wanted it easy.
talk about it.
If you're a wondering man, shout about it.
tell you what, we started off those two with Tears for Fears. Sowing the seeds of love. By the way, we are 26 and a half minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock, if you are keeping an eye on the time. This is McFly and Wild and Young here on this morning's breakfast show.
Good morning, Panama. Good morning, Jerry. Hey, Yaz, how you doing? Well, it's here. It's freaky. It's Friday. You guess what it is. It's Freaky Friday Fun Facts. Woohoo! Yes, it is. Oh, my goodness. So last night about 9 o'clock, the power went out, and it gets so dark and black out here. I didn't run to turn the generator on because, now that the Aussie's in the city, I don't have to run to get that on so he can still broadcast. So we didn't turn it back on. It didn't come back on till 6 o'clock this morning. Morning. So what do you think we're going to talk about today? Yes, we are. 11 weird things that can cause major power outages. Okay. Number one, what do turkeys have in common with the space shuttle, Endeavour, seagulls, and other things able to fly? Yeah, you got it. And the past few years, they've caused some major power outages. So have snakes, squirrels, seagulls, and a criminal fleeing the police. Okay. Our high-profile power outages was caused by a device that was installed specifically to prevent power outages. This is what I don't understand. We take power availability for granted, but turns out it's not as easy to keep the lights on. Okay, number one, the Space Shuttle Endeavour. In October of 2012, the Los Angeles, California power authorities shut down power for 4 hours when the Space Shuttle Endeavour was making its final landing through the streets of the city in order to go to its permanent home, the California Science Center. They turned it all off, so, hey, you don't want to touch anything and set it off. You never know. Okay, number two, a bicycle chain. In June of 2012, someone in Mountain View, California, thought it would be a good idea to celebrate Father's Day by throwing a bicycle chain at some utility equipment. Well, the prank took out power for more than 1,500 customers, close to an hour as power authorities scrambled to figure out what happened. Let's see. Number three, a wild turkey. Wild turkeys aren't known for their flying skills. Let's start with that, okay? This became clear to the people of Sonoma County, California, after a turkey accidentally flew into some power lines and was immediately transformed into Thanksgiving dinner. Yeah, you got that. The unfortunate bird's mishap took down the regional emergency 911 dispatch system and also slowed things down around the county courthouse and jail, followed by the following day. Whew, yeah, that was one big flying turkey. And squirrels. Did you know a squirrel was found its way into an electrical substation in Kalamazoo, Michigan, taking out the power for about 2,000 people throughout the city? In Austin, Texas, a squirrel in the Burnett Royal Gracie Farm region of the city was fusing with the electrical equipment. And when I say fusing, that means his fur melted to the unit. And took the power out for some 3,000 Austin Energy customers, according to the Austinists. How do you say that? Austinists? That's the newspaper, I guess. Okay. Those of you who are old enough to remember and or football fans, the iconic Super Bowl outage, a partial outage during the Super Bowl in February a few years back by a piece of equipment called an electrical relay device that was installed specifically again to prevent those things from happening. New Orleans power authorities later explained that the outage delayed the game an actual 34 minutes. Oh, my God, longer than any of the commercials. A passing train. Did you know a passing train, a Conrail train, snagged some telephone wires in Bayonne, New Jersey? And that's not hard. There's a lot of wires in Bayonne. And took down three power lines carrying 13,000 volts each. Whew! This caused a small brush fire alongside the train tracks, and 800 customers lost power for about 2 hours. That ain't nothing. We got them beat here. I'll tell you in a minute. Do you know a fleeing convict or a fleeing felon? A suspected felon from Colorado caused a big power outage for his customers in Casper, Wyoming. He was running from the cops when his car crashed into a utility pole, taking out electricity for some 4,000 homes. Oh, my Lord. How about a snake? Saw two of those driving back from the city yesterday. Somebody had hit them, and they were big. Big snakes. Anyways, a 6-foot snake slithered its way into an electrical substation in Gadsden, Alabama, and got zapped, causing a power outage affecting some 6,800 customers for more than 2 hours. A seagull, which we have a lot of those as well, Flew into some power lines in Napa, California. Wonder if he had been drinking. He had been on a Napa tour. Just kidding. Okay. And he got electrocuted. Well, duh. In the ensuing explosion, power lines fell on top of a nearby minivan and a laundromat. This happened on a Sunday morning, and 3,000 people lost power as a result. Oh, that's what the Napa Valley Patch reported. And after that, they went and had a drink. And termites, did you know? In Taiwan, Kinmen County, termites munched through the underground utility cables and caused a three-hour power outage, according to the new website on Focus Taiwan, which we got to keep eyes on them. These pests, which thrive in Taiwan's humid climate and in Panama's humid climate, may have caused numerous power outages in the past. And the last one on my list is a suicidal man. Yeah. After a depressed man climbed to the top of an electrical tower and threatened to jump, Bakersfield, which is the armpit of the United States, California, power authorities decided to shut down the electricity for 25,000 people until the man finally climbed down. So that it was a good ending to a bad story. Yeah, I remember working at Pfizer in New Jersey, and I got a phone call in the middle of my workout. The electric had gone out. It was raining cats and dogs, and they said, we have the FDA fax machines, and they have to move to wherever there's power, because we didn't have backup power. We had backup power, but we didn't have the proper telephone lines. And once the electric was out and the telephones were out, we were not in compliance. So I had to get dressed, get in a car, go through the storming rain, pick up fax machines, take them from one building to another town in another building, and then have those wires rerouted. And we finally figured out what had caused the electric, they had opened the door, which is usually one of those big boxes you see near the street on these big complexes out in Jersey. And when we opened the door, there was a partial partial squirrel parts. Yeah, they had made a nest in there, and he was just, like, stuck to everything. It was kind of nasty. But at least we knew what had happened. So I have now a big expert on power outages, because we get them here all the time. I'm not turning on the generator as often as I used to, but last night we had a fire. But not caused by the generator fire. No, it wasn't caused by the electric. We had a fire in our fireplace, which was the first one this year. Because of all the rain and all the wind, it's been impossible to enjoy fire. So it was like last night, no need for electricity. And then after we had a beautiful fire, and then the electric went out. So it was bass ackwards. Anyways, these are your Freaky Friday fun facts for power outages, which we have here in El Valle. You may not have as many in the city, and you may also have backup batteries and backup generators that kick on when your buildings kind of shut down. Well, you guys have a wonderful, safe holiday weekend for some of us. The 4th of July, which is a celebration for the Estados Unidos personas. The celebration of Independence Day is happening. And we're going to have a little cookout and celebrate that 4th of July and be grateful that the Brits were ever so kind to release us from our contract. Thanks, Jerry. Appreciate it. All right. Really do. Okay. Thank you for letting us go. And that was also very much in the beginning. Many people attribute to the Boston Tea Party was one of the many reasons. No taxation without representation. Wow, that still goes on. All right. You guys have a wonderful weekend. Celebrate. Be careful. Don't set off any fireworks. You know, set up balloons. Do something else. Don't scare your animals. And back to you in the studio. Yeah.
There we go. Big thanks to Ingrid this morning. Interesting Freaky Friday fun facts about power cuts. You know what you can do if there's no power? Do what Brenda Russell is just saying. Play the piano in the dark. Keep an eye on the time, 21 minutes before 9 o'clock. And let me see, what have I got for you now? I tell you what, one of those symphonic, this is Neil Diamond.
This is not a sad song, a sad song to sing when you're alone. In its way a glad song, yes, it's a glad song. A simple tune that simply seems to make you feel good when you sing along. Song sung blue, everybody knows one. Song sung blue, every garden grows one. Me and you are subject to the blues now and then. But when you take the blues and make a song, you sing them out again. Sing them out again. Song sung blue, weeping like a willow. Song sung blue, sleeping on my pillow. Funny thing, but you can sing it with a cry in your voice. And before you know it, start to feeling good. You simply got no choice.
There we go. That is with the London Symphony Orchestra there, and that's Neil Diamond and that song sung blue. Rummaging around, as I have been trying to do, for antidepressants, in other words, counter news, I found another lovely story here. When Shireen and Wilson Caravaggio and their five kids moved from New England to Texas, this is in March of 2022, they were instantly welcomed by a new neighbour, who soon became part of their family. Shireen said that any fears that she had about moving disappeared as soon as 82-year-old Paul Callahan greeted them at their new home. The Caraballos learned that Callahan's wife had died just 6 months earlier and quickly formed a bond with Callahan, coming over with tools to help Wilson make repairs or ride bikes with the kids. They all hang out every day, and Callahan is invited to every family holiday and barbecue, even receiving gifts this Father's Day. Everyone feels at ease with each other, and the kids have another person to dote on them. They play with him a lot, and all call him Uncle Paul, Shireen told us. WNS, he's got stories as well that last for days. Here we go with another Philharmonic version. This is Chris Rea, one of my favourite songs for him. It's called Josephine.
There's rain on my window, but I'm thinking of you. Tears on my pillow, but I will come through. Josephine, I send you all my love and every single step I take for you. Josephine, I send Josephine, I send you all my love, yeah. Now there's a storm on my radar, but I can still fly. Oh, and you are the reason, the blue in my sky. Josephine, I send you all my love, yeah. Josephine, without meaning, I was walking away. In the coldest of winter, night becomes day. Josephine, I send you all my love and everything. Take for you, my Josephine. I send you all my love, yeah. Josephine, I send you all my love, yeah. And when I'm far away, so far away, I send you all my love, Josephine. Yeah, I send you all my love. I send you all my love. I send you all my love, Josephine.
Ah, lovely, isn't it? Yes, Josephine. That's my sort of all-year-round version of Driving Home to Christmas. Almost identical. Right, I was just thinking, because I've got quite a collection of these orchestrated versions of songs, which I really do enjoy. And because we've got some which are symphonic versions, like with the London Symphony Orchestra, we've also got Philharmonic as well. I'm thinking, what is the difference between a symphony orchestra and a philharmonic orchestra? What's actually is the difference? Well, it's a commonly asked question. And one might occasionally hear speculations about how it has to do with compositional or numeric differences. The short answer basically is there is no difference at all. They are different names for the same thing. That is, a full-sized orchestra of around about 100 musicians intended primarily for a symphonic repertoire. They are, so there we go. And by the way, if you consider the origins of the words, you may be able to find some differences. A symphony orchestra is the descriptive name of an orchestra that plays symphonies. Not that much is clear. The word symphony is from the Greek symphonia, meaning concord of sound. The term symphony orchestra came into use in the late 19th century when orchestras reached the large format that we're familiar with today. But orchestral culture is such a, obviously, much older than that itself. Now, the word philharmonic, composed, it's the Greeks again, of the Greek words philios and harmonikos, essentially meaning the same thing, friend of love or harmony. Harmony is the musical sense, that is, rather than the sense of the harmony. One night, feel in a hammock hanging from a beautiful oak and the forest on a summer's day. What are they on about? But anyway, basically there is no difference on the fact that they have big orchestras, same thing, and great music, of course. Good morning to Mary Lou. She was enjoying the one we did by Neil Diamond, Song Sung Blues. She said, love it. And she wishes everybody a good Friday and a great weekend and asked if we could play Living Together from Fire and Rain.
Here comes another day. What a beautiful place and time for us to be living together.
That's it, yes, Fire and Rain there. And that was called That was called, as I mentioned, that was Living Together. And time on the Breakfast Show, if you're keeping on the time, we're just sort of making our way up to 6 minutes before the top of the hour. And don't forget, if you missed the news at 8, we do have it again for you at 9 o'clock this morning. Last hour this morning, we're going to be checking in with Yasmin for what, where and when, what you can be doing, where and when you can be doing it over the next few days or so. And also, you never know, you might have a couple of people who are born on this day in music. We just have to see, won't we? Here's one I played the other day, and I was asked if I could play it again. It comes from James Brown, and How Do You Stop? I did happen to mention at the time one of my favourite tracks from James Brown. So here we are. I think it was Marilyn, I think it was, that asked if I could play that, and I saw it the other day. So here we go. How Do You Stop? James Brown.
Looking back to the hand of time.
Some great funk coming from Mr. James Brown there. And how do you stop? 1987 was when that was released. And it came off of his album called Gravity. It was released as a single and charted at number 10 on the US R&B chart. And he also had the song on his 1989 album, Soul Sessions Live, Days of Soul. Absolutely brilliant. By the way, on there accompanying James Brown on the synthesizers, natural fact listed in the liner notes as lead and backing synthesizer, Mr. Steve Winwood. He was on there. Dan Hartman was on guitars and keyboards, programming and background vocals as well, together with T.M. Stevens on bass background vocals. Ray Machica was on the drums, and the Uptown Horns, because there's a great horn section in there, Amo Hector, Bob Funk, Crispin Keese, and Hollywood, Paul Litterell, all brass instruments. And that's it. That's brought us to the top of the hour.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3. FM, the best place to be in the mornings. The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3 Cool FM.
Hey, why don't you travel light and send your suitcases with DHL? From 20 to 25 kilos for only $150 plus ITBMS. This is from Panama to any destination, and we reach more than 220 countries and territories. Take advantage of rates only in stores. Visit us and quote for your shipments. And for more information, contact your local office. DHL Express. Excellence and simplicity in your shipments. Conditions apply.
The best radio station in the world.
In the world.
Is right here.
Right now.
You know, there's so many ways that you can be listening to Cool FM. You can be doing it on your radio on 89.3, of course. Carabao Carbleonda are on channel 866. Your Grada radio app on your smartphone. Or you could just be checking us out on your smart speaker. Doesn't matter how you do it. Just do it.
The coolest station online.
Yeah, that's us.
Because we play
this.
I feel so lucky loving her. Tell me what else is magic for. She thinks it's better left unsaid. She makes her mind up at a glance. It really made a difference. I seem to be unconditional. I'm never been lonely now.
It's better than coffee.
Now we're here.
Wish I Knew You, and that comes from the, believe it or not, the Revivalists. I like that one. And before that, of course, Robert Palmer and She Makes My Day. We're going to take one more piece of music when we come back. It's What, Where and When, what you can be doing, where and when you can be doing it. And I know we do have some people born on this day in music. The Spandau Ballet and A Handful of Dust. Could have done Ashes to Ashes, couldn't I, by David Bowie after that one. Right, it is that time of the morning. We, on a Friday, always look forward to this part of the programme as well, don't we? Of course we do. And it's good morning to Yasmin.
Hello, good morning, happy Friday.
And how are we?
Oh, very good.
Yes, you went to the Biomuseum last night.
Oh, yeah.
How was that?
It was a great event, thanks to the U.S. Embassy. They were playing the band that you already saw the night before, right? What is the name? The pop?
The
pop band, something like that.
Something like, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But they were amazing. I felt like I was in heaven.
Really?
Yes.
Don't drink.
I love
them. Don't drink.
Oh, yes, they had a special drink.
Oh, they did,
with the colors of the flag.
Oh, really?
Uh-huh.
Yeah?
Yeah, it was good.
That was clever.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I went to the Canadian Day event last night.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was busy. That was fun.
You have to send me the photos.
Yes, you said that, but then you want me to give a description.
Of course.
It's like doing homework. Well, you went out and said, don't forget your homework for tomorrow. Send a picture and I want 3 pages of explanation.
Not 3 pages.
No, that's all right. I went to the Canada Day event.
No. That's too short.
I wore my red jacket.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
very
nice. My red jacket.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And what do you got over the weekend?
What, for next week?
No, I mean, what are you going to be doing over the weekend?
On the weekend.
Are you going to go to Amador tomorrow?
Tomorrow, no. Tomorrow, I guess, we are going to Sarasu because we have to do some issues there.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know what else.
Oh, well. Yes, you sorted out then.
Yes.
Hey, is there much happening in the world of entertainment? Or is it quiet?
Oh, yes. Well, tomorrow there are going to be 2 important things.
Mm-hmm.
So everybody have to take a note. Because first, in the morning, this is going to be a protest against mining. That's going to be tomorrow at Plaza Cinco de Mayo at 9 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
So they're going to be protesting there. And also tomorrow is the Pride March.
Okay, where's that taking place?
That's going to be starting at Calle 13, 13th Street in Casco Viejo.
Oh, okay.
At 2 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
And they're going to walk from that street to Parque Centenario, Parque Quinto Centenario.
Oh, that's the one at the beginning of Casco.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And there they're going to have like a big fair with a market, and they're going to have artists performing and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And it's called United We Are Stronger.
Mm-hmm.
This is the closing of their festival. And of course there's going to be a lot of security, and they're going to have more than 95 artists on stage.
Really? Yeah.
So that's going to
wow.
be a big, big thing.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Just make a note, because also tomorrow is the U.S. celebration, the 4th of July celebration at Amador.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know, you're going to have some issues to get there. Or to go to Casco Viejo, I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, the only thing there, of course, probably, you know, the way I would normally go to that is, you know, on down by the fish market and across to Amador from there, on the Cinta Costera.
Yeah, okay.
So it shouldn't be too bad.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
We'll see.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and also, let me tell you about more events. For example, tonight. At Frank's Place, they're going to have Latin Jazz Beats.
Oh, okay.
So that sounds great. This is at 8 p.m. At Frank's Place in Costa del Este. And tomorrow, they're going to have Vanessa Rivas. She's the winner of the Panama Star contest that they had last week. So she's going to be performing tomorrow at 8 p.m. at Frank's Place.
Okay. All right.
That's going to be good. Good food and good music.
Mm-hmm. All right. Talking of good music, you want to give us one of... Have we got Born on this day today?
Oh, yes. Let me tell you, we got... The first one is Florence Ballard.
Oh, okay.
She was born in 1943. American vocalist, The Supremes.
Yeah, I remember.
Mm-hmm. 1964 US and UK number one single, Baby Love, plus 11 other US number one singles. Ballard sang on 16 top 40 singles with the group, including 10 number one hits.
Mm. I mean, one of them, don't we?
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, Baby Love. Save me using the records. Baby Love from the Supremes, 1964.
Lovely.
It is lovely.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I remember it well.
That's good.
Supremes, nice, yeah. One of the most successful bands ever.
Mm-hmm.
And songwriter, of course, the famous songwriting team, a team at that time, especially for Motown, Holland, Dozier and Holland,
mm-hmm.
wrote the music and the lyrics.
Mm-hmm.
So, anyway, what else we got entertainment-wise, yes?
Okay, tomorrow is also a beach cleaning. This is at Costa del Este, Mirador de Aves,
uh-huh.
at 8 a.m. until 10:30 a.m.
Uh-huh.
And you need to register at Movimiento Mimar on Instagram, or you can also call 6483-0866.
Ah, okay.
That's tomorrow morning, mm-hmm. 9, 8 a.m. Mm-hmm. And also tomorrow, it's going to be a tourism fair.
Mm-hmm.
This is at Soho Mall, with plenty of parking. This is a very nice place, mm-hmm. so everybody can go.
Mm-hmm.
Tomorrow and on Sunday, from 10 a.m. till 7 p.m.
Oh, great.
And mm-hmm. they're going to have conferences. They're going to have different presentations. Of course, food.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot more for the whole family. So everybody can go there and
mm-hmm.
enjoy.
Mm-hmm. Oh, good.
Yeah, and that's all.
That's it?
For the weekend, yes.
Okay. Oh, well, that's enough.
Yeah,
that's
keep
exactly. Keep us busy, won't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. But who else we got born on this day in music?
Yes, we also have Glenn Shorrock
mm-hmm.
from Australian group Little River Band, who scored the 1978 US number 3 single Reminiscing. Plus 12 other US top 40 singles, selling more than 30 million records.
That's enough, isn't it?
Yeah, he was born in 1944.
I tell you what.
Mm-hmm.
Got a dollar a record, you'd be a happy bunny, wouldn't you?
Oh, yes.
Yeah. I don't think they did, though. Here's the Little River Band reminiscing. Reminiscing. You remember that one, don't you?
Oh, yes.
Yeah,
yes.
I think I played it the other day, actually.
Mm-hmm.
So, that's it.
Nice one.
Yeah, very mm-hmm. good. And now, you did mention one other,
mm-hmm.
and I wasn't sure if I had it.
Mm-hmm.
You got the info there? Cause it was, what, the moment?
Yes, that was Billy Brown. He was born in 1946, American singer from The Moments, who had the 1970 U.S. number 3 single, Love on a Two-Way Street. For contractual reasons, they changed their name to Ray, Goodman and Brown, and had further hits, including Special Lady.
Oh, okay.
Do you remember them?
No.
Hmm.
I think I might remember the song from The Moments, but since you mentioned they changed their name, that doesn't ring a bell with me at all. But, I mean, they're probably there. I've probably got them hidden in there somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
So, anyway, I got this one. This is The Moments, and Love is a Two-Way Street. No, that's reminiscing. In fact, I was just trying to remember what I played before that one, so I was reminiscing. Let's try again, shall we? I love live radio.
Love
go. That's the moment. And Love on a Two-Way Street.
Mm-hmm. Do you remember that?
No, I don't think I've ever played it.
Mm-hmm.
And I know why.
Why?
If I'm listening to it through headphones. I mean, that's 1970, for heaven's sake.
Mm-hmm.
And the production is terrible.
Mm, okay.
You know, it's sort of, it's just, If I produced that, I'd have probably scrapped it and started again. Just didn't sound right.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's a nice enough song.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The production was really pretty.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So, anyway, That's it. I tell you, I got a request here from Felipe.
Oh, yes?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So we'll play that one. Before we go, let me put it up there, otherwise I'll be doing the damn moments again. Reminiscing. Good morning to Philippe. He says, dear Jerry, blessings to you and to Yasmin, celebrating the successful launch of the Virgin Galactic rocket, and asked if we could play Space Odyssey from David Bowie. We can do that.
Ground control to Major Tom. Ground control to Major Tom. Take your protein pills and put your helmet on. Ground control to Major Tom. Commencing countdown, engines on. 3, 2, check ignition, 1. And may God's love be with you. This is ground control to Major Tom.
There we go, Space Oddity from David Bowie for Felipe this morning. By the way, yes, did you know, do you remember that Elon Musk launched a Tesla into space?
Mm-hmm.
And that record is playing on it continuously.
Oh, okay.
Space Oddity by David Bowie. The only thing is, in space there is no air, so there's no atmosphere.
Uh-huh.
So you can't hear it.
Oh, really?
No. Because we only hear things because the air is vibrating.
Mm-hmm.
If the air isn't vibrating, David Bowie's been singing for I don't know how many years, yet nobody's listening. Which is sad, really, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. There's this Tesla. I wonder how far it's got wandering around in space. Mm-hmm. You imagine these people on Mars. They look up, they see this Tesla arrive. They say, here, did you call an Uber? Anyway, have a great weekend, yes.
Thank you, you too, and everybody.
Yeah, see you on Monday. Mm-hmm. And perhaps the one they should have played, instead of playing Space Odyssey, seeing that there's no atmosphere, they should have played this. Silence is Golden. Comes from the Tremolos. The Tremolos taking us out of this morning's program with Silence is Golden. You wish. Big thanks go out this morning. It's Friday, so we say a big thank you to Ingrid for our freaky fun facts for this Friday, and all about certain things that are caused that power outages. All rather entertaining. So thank you very much for that. So that's Ingrid. Also a big thanks, of course, to Yasmin here in the Breakfast Show studio. Because on Friday we have what, where, and when, what you can be doing, where and when you can be doing it. As well, there's a few people today born on this day in music. So big thanks to Yas, also doing our production work over there, and also our social media, etc., etc. Things that I haven't got a clue about. So big thanks to Yasmin. My co-producer, Neil Danby, over there in the United Kingdom. Big thanks to him as always. He gets a lot of our background information for us on the program. And the boys and girls of Group Agrada, who keep us up and running. Okay, they get us started in the morning, and they'll be shutting me up in a minute. So big thanks then, especially to Isaac. And don't forget, stay tuned to Chat SOSC with Gigi, be coming up here on Call FM. And big thanks, lastly, to you, our listeners, advertisers and sponsors. Thank you so very much for being with us here on The Breakfast Show. I'll be back with you on Monday. I want you to have an absolutely wonderful weekend. And if you're going to Amador tomorrow for the great eat out, yes, there, put on for the American Embassy, check me out. If you see me hanging around, do come and say hello. And it's always nice to know you're out there. So that's it. So big thank you. Whatever it is you're going to be doing over the weekend, do it carefully. On Monday morning, 7 o'clock, I want to be talking to you, not talking about you. From me, Jerry D. Till then, ta-ta. You have been listening to The Breakfast Show, a Panama Broadcasting Corporation and Call FM production. Presented by Jerry D. Produced by Yasmin Karas. Co-producer, Neil Danby. The Breakfast Show has been brought to you by DHL Express. Travel light. Send your suitcases with DHL from Panama to any destination. More information, get in touch with your local DHL office. DHL Express excellence and simplicity in your shipments.